Good morning, JSS1 students of All Saints Secondary School, Oibo, River State. Welcome to our today's e-learning. I am Opara Chidi Opara, your history teacher. Our today's topic for week 7 is Major Centralized States in pre-colonial Nigeria. Major centralized states in pre-colonial Nigeria, Oyo Empire. We'll be looking at the decline and the fall of Oyo Empire. The decline and the fall of the Oyo Empire. Objectives of our study. By the end of the lesson, students should be able to, one, state the factors responsible for the decline and the fall of Oyo Empire. Number two, explain the reasons why the Oyo Empire lasted for so long. We started this topic with the origin and early history of the old Oyo Empire. Today, we'll be looking at the factors responsible for the fall of the old Oyo Empire. The old Oyo Empire reached the highest height of its power in the first half of the 18th century. In the second half of the 18th century, the first signs of the decline of the empire began to appear with the breakaway of kings formerly subject to the Alafi. You know, Alafi conducted a massive raid on cities and towns, smaller cities and towns close to Oyo Empire, and they were paying taxes to him. They were his subjects. So the Oyo Empire, for instance, in 1781, Gezu, the king of Dahomey Kingdom, that is present-day Benin Republic, Dahomey Kingdom, present-day Benin Republic, refused to continue the payment of the crushing annual tribute or tax to the Alafi. This affected the empire. But let me list some of the factors responsible for the fall of the old Oyo Empire. Number one, the weakness of the central administration. The weakness of the central government or administration. Number two, loss of commerce or trade. Loss of commerce or trade. Loss of commerce or trade. Then number three, the European slave trade. Or the transatlantic slave trade, the European slave trade, or the transatlantic slave trade. The number four, external invaders or external attacks. The number five, attacks or internal attacks within, attacks from within the empire. So let me explain them one after the other. Number one, the weakness of the central government. The weakness of the central government. Due to the struggle for power between the Alafis and the Bashiron. Remember, the Alafi was the king of the Oyo Empire, while the Bashiron was a prime minister, the head or the leader of the Oyo Mercy, the Council of Seven. So struggle for power between these key leaders, the king and the leader of the kingmakers, contributed to the decline of the central government. They were fighting, battle for supremacy. Who is to control the empire? It affected the powers of the central administration and led to the decline and fall of the old Oyo Empire. The number two, some Obas and subject, that is internal crisis, that is crisis within the empire. Some Oba, that is Oba, the chiefs of other or kings of other cities in under the empire. Some Obas and subject states revolted against Alafi. They attacked the authority of the Alafi. For example, Egba, under her leader, known as Liz Habi, attacked the authority of the Alafi. He refused to pay tax. And also Daomi, that is present-day Benin Republic, under Gezu, attacked the authority of the Alafi and even declared their own independence from old Oyo Empire. So it contributed to the fall of the great Oyo Empire. The number three, loss of trade and commerce. Recall that one of the reasons why Oyo Empire was so powerful, because of her sound economy. So when she lost her trade routes and commerce, she lost her place in the internal, in the inland trade, because of coastal trade. That is because of the slave trade. Because of slave trade, the transatlantic slave trade, Oyo Empire lost her internal or inland trade. Because why? Because people now concentrated on the slave trade. The number four, the European slave trade or the transatlantic slave trade. The transatlantic slave trade, that is the transatlantic slave trade, led to civil wars among Yoruba Obas, which affected the central administration. What do I mean by that? They were fighting wars, capturing slaves. They sold some of these slaves to the Europeans that came to the coast during the transatlantic slave trade. Because of the nature of this trade, all the Obas wanted to participate in this trade. Because why? The Europeans needed able-bodied men. So they were always fighting in order to capture men and women, strong men and women, and sell to the Europeans. So this also affected the old Oyo Empire. Then the last but not the least, number five, the external invaders, such as the Fulani jihadists and the Dahomey warriors, attacked the old Oyo Empire. Oyo army was so weak and was not strong enough to stop these attacks. Therefore, the central army was defeated by the Egba, by the Fulani jihadists, and even the Dahomey warriors. At the end of the day, the Fulani jihad, or the Sokoto jihad of 1804, marked the final breakup and decline and even fall of the old Oyo Empire. Why the Oyo Empire lasted for so long? Why the Oyo Empire lasted for so long? Why the Oyo Empire lasted for so long? Oyo Empire lasted from the 15th century to the 19th century. How many centuries? 15, 16, 17, and 18. From the 15th century to the 19th century. Several factors were responsible for this. One, the Oyo army was efficient. Number one, that is reasons why the Oyo or the old Oyo Empire lasted for so long. Reasons why the old Oyo Empire lasted for so long. Number one, the Oyo army was efficient. Number two, the central government was efficient. The number three, sound economy. The Oyo economy was sound because she had money. So it contributed to rising, expansion, and also kept her for centuries. The number four, capable and capacity alafis. They had competent alafis that managed their sound economy. The fourth was for the empire. So they were able to manage the empire, and the empire lasted for so long. Alafi, like one of the greatest Alafi, is known as Alafi Sango. Alafi Sango was one of the greatest leader or Alafi of the old Oyo Empire. Then the number five, there was relative peace and unity in Yoruba land. So the relative peace and unity in Yoruba land affected positively the old Oyo Empire, and she lasted for so long. Remember, we started this lesson with the reasons why, or factors responsible for the decline. There is a weakening, factors that weakened the empire and eventually contributed to the fall of the old Oyo Empire. And I started by mentioning the factors. I said one of the factors was the weakness of the central government, central administration. Like I said, the head of the old Oyo Empire was Alafi, that is the king, Alafi. Then the second in command was the prime minister of the Bashron, that is the head of the Oyo Mercy, or the Council of Seven, the Bashron. So the weakness of the central administration was as a result of the battle, struggle for power between the Alafi, that is the king, and the head of the Council of Seven, or the kingmakers, known as the Bashron, or the Oyo Mercy, the leader of the Oyo Mercy, the Bashron. Struggle for power between these two leaders contributed to the weakness of the central administration. And you know what happened? It affected the empire negatively. The number two, loss of trade and commerce. Because of the emergence of a new trade, that is a transatlantic slave trade, Oyo Empire lost her trade route, and it affected our economy. It affected our sound economy, which contributed to her fall. The number three, internal attacks. Some of us, that is some of the cities under Oyo Empire, or some villages or towns under Oyo Empire, headed by the Obas. Some of these Obas and their subjects attacked the empire and regained their freedom from the empire, which affected the strength and the economy of the empire, and later led to the collapse of the empire. The number four, the transatlantic slave trade. Because of the transatlantic slave trade, because of the nature of the trade, that is the trade between, that is transatlantic slave trade, can be defined as it's not a legitimate trade. It deals with human being, buying and selling of human being, taking human being from West Africa to Europe or to the New World, America, where we are to work in the plantation. This trade affected the strength and the powers of the old Oyo Empire. How? The Yoruba Obas declared war against themselves, aimed at capturing slaves so they will sell them to the Europeans at the coast and make money. So it affected the strength and the economy of the old Oyo Empire. The last but not the least, external invaders. The Fulani jihadists and the Dahomey warriors attacked the old Oyo Empire. But the attack that led to the final collapse of the old Oyo Empire was the Fulani Jihad or the Sokoto Jihad of 1804. Declared by a man known as Shehu Usman Danfodio. This particular jihad marked the final breakup and collapse or fall of the old Oyo Empire. We also looked at the reasons why the old Oyo Empire lasted for so long, and I said the old Oyo Empire lasted from the 15th century to the 19th century. From the 15th century to the 19th century. Now, one of the reasons why she lasted for so long was that the Oyo Army. Oyo Army was efficient. Oyo Army was efficient. That contributed to her longevity. Then number two. The central government was efficient. The number three, the capacity and capable Alafis, and I made mention of Alafi Sango. He was very competent. He was able to manage the empire, and she lasted for so long. Then the last but not the least, relative peace and unity in Yoruba land between 15th century to 19th century, there was relative peace in Yoruba land, which affected the empire positively, and she lasted for so long. Assignment. Discuss the negative effects of the fall of old Oyo Empire. Discuss the negative effects of the fall of the old Oyo Empire. Thank you and have a nice day.